City Wesley, I'm also looking for a selling opportunity. It looks like this week I'm having more sales on the pairs that I'm actually want to trade. Okay, so let's go to Bitcoin. Let's start from the monthly time frame. Okay, so this is BTC USD on the monthly time frame. Now, on the monthly time frame of BTC USD, we have the monthly upper, the mid range, and then the lower zone. On the monthly time frame, you've seen what buy pressure from this support level went up to give us what a higher high here. You've seen higher low, a new higher high, new higher low, and the price is continuously moving all the way to the upside. So this is what a very beautiful uptrend on the monthly time frame. But will price extend further more to the upside? Or are we going to see retest of any form before price goes all the way up again? Let's find out as we take it all the way to the weekly. Okay, so this is the weekly time frame of BTC US. Let's find out what is happening on the weekly time frame. Now, if you look at the weekly time frame very well, this is what you're going to notice. We have the weekly upper zone and then the weekly lower zone. Price is in an uptrend on the weekly. Why? Because we've seen higher high, higher low, higher high again. What should happen next? There should be higher low before price can continuously move all the way up again. Now, why am I sure, or why is that I'm saying that price will come back for higher low before it goes up? The first thing that I'm seeing over here is what? It's a bearish pin bar. So this bearish pin bar is an indication of what a reversal. So we are likely to see what? Retest as higher low before price goes all the way up. So that retest is what we are going to make money on, is what we are going to trade on. So how do we pick sell from here to capitalize on the retest? Let's take it again to the daily time frame for more tips. Alright, so this is the daily time frame of BTC USD. Now, BTC USD on the daily time frame, look how we have over here. On the daily time frame, we have the daily mid, the daily upper zone, and then the daily lower zone as well. On the daily, there's what? A lot of sell pressure on this resistance level, which means that there can be what? Some momentum which will break price all the way to the downside to complete what? The weekly higher low before price goes all the way up. Number two is that we are seeing what a bearish engulfing candle close, which means that there's going to be another sell pressure from this bearish engulfing candle, which can bring the market all the way to the downside. So everything here on the daily time frame is giving us what? Proof that price will indeed drop all the way to the downside. But how do we pick the sell to the downside? Let us again consult the 4-H time frame for the clues. Okay, so this is the 4-hour time frame of BTC USD. Let's extend it further. Right, so on the 4-8 time frame of BTC USD, let's look at how we are over here. Now, on the 4-8 time frame, this is what? A double top, neckline, a break below the neckline, retest, price has dropped all the way to the downside. Now, if you look at the 4-hour time frame, price is seeing buy pressure from the daily support level over here. So if this buy pressure can move up again to retouch here for the second time, there's going to be what? An injection of buy pressure or sell pressure, which will bring the market all the way to the downside. So BTC, well, this is what I'm anticipating, okay? Buy pressure from this support level goes up again, sees injection of sell pressure from the resistance level of the weekly, where it will drop all the way to the downside. So immediately, price makes contact here with our kind of confirmation, be it the bearish engulfing candle, a significant pin bar, or an evening star before we sell all the way to the downside on BTC USD. All right, so that's it also for BTC USD. Let's move to the next pair. Now, our last pair for the day is going to be USD Shelf. USD Shelf. What is happening on USD Shelf? Let's find out very quick. So USD Shelf, I'm looking for what? A buying opportunity to the upside. This is going to be a straight buy immediately what the market opens. But why am I looking for what? A buy on USD Shelf? Let's explain by taking all the way to a 3 months time frame to break it down. This is the 3 months time frame of USD Shelf. Now, USD Shelf on a 3 months time frame, we have the upper zone, the mid-range zone, and then the lower zone. Now, so what do we see here on this time frame? We are seeing what a break below this one support level to the downside. Now, after a break, what am I expecting? I'm expecting a retest, which would be what? Lower high before price drops all the way to the downside. Because I know that price will not just be moving in a straight line all the way back here. And there's definitely going to be what? A retest of some form before price can drop all the way to the downside again. So once I'm waiting for retest, I'm also going to capitalize on that retest before it completes and the sell pressure comes in again to the downside. So how do I pick a buy to capitalize on UHF 3 months retest. Let's find out as we take it again to the monthly time frame. Okay, so this is the monthly time frame of UHF. Now, UHF on the monthly time frame, we are not seeing something really different from what we saw from the 3 months time frame, because we have equal lows. This area is what I'm expecting it to be, a lower low. Price will go up for lower high and then later drops all the way to a downside. So it's very similar to what we explained on the 3 months time frame. Now let's take it again to where? To the weekly time frame. Okay, now taking it all the way to weekly time frame of UHF, let's explain as well. Okay, so this is UHF on the weekly time frame. Now the weekly time frame of UHF, we have the weekly upper zone and then the weekly lower zone. Price is in a downtrend on the weekly, but we're going to explain it in a way that you'll be able to understand that although we're in a downtrend, we are still moving to the upside. Look at this. On the weekly, this is lower low, this is lower high, this is new lower low, okay, this is new lower high, price should drop, right? But that's not the case. If you look closely, you're going to see that once price completed this lower low, it gave us what? A double confirmation, indicating that what? It is about to reverse to the upside. So look at it very well. You realize that this area is what? Two equal lows. This is the neckline. Price broke above the neckline. Retested it. It's about to push all the way to the upside. To do what? To give us the retest that we're expecting on the 3 months and also on the monthly time frame. So you as a chef, we are looking for buying opportunities here to the upside. Although we are in a downtrend, we know that is what? A double confirmation, a break through the neckline, retest, and then we are heading all the way up there. Now let's take it again to daily time frame where we can explain things much more better for a clearer understanding. Alright, so this is UHF on the daily. Now the daily time frame of UHF, let's put it together. We have the daily mid-range over here. So if you look at the daily price while moving to the upside, this is the double bottom that we talked about on the weekly time frame. So look at this. Price has seen buy pressure from this one. Support level, the weekly, breaking above to give us a higher high. We've seen higher low. We're expecting buying pressure from here to continuously move all the way to the upside. And then I can also see that part. There's been one, the double confirmation on this one, daily support level. And there's also what the bullish engulfing candle close over here, which are all increasing. And there's more buying pressure to move price all the way to the upside. So UHF, we're going to look for a buying opportunity from here to reach what this weekly resistance. If price manages to break, look for more buying opportunities to the upside as what it keeps going to the upside. All right, let's take it all the way to the 4H where we can finish everything quickly. All right, so this is the 4 hour time frame of UHF, and this is our final touch on this pair. So if you look at UHF on the 4H time frame, there's what? A lot of buy pressure on this daily support level. There's also what? Morning star candle confirmation over here, followed by a pin bar, all indicating that what? We are going all the way to the upside. So UHF on the 4 hour time, this is exactly where we are making an entry because of number one, a lot of buy pressure. Number two, the candle confirmations over here, we move all the way to the upside. So UHF, this is our full and complete technical analysis. If you love what I'm doing over here, make sure to subscribe to my channel and then don't forget to join my free signal group. The link is in the comment and also in the description of this video. Thank you for coming in. Stay classy and trade classy. But if you're looking for the best course and mentorship in the game, you can hit me up by contacting me in the description below. Thank you. Stay classy, trade classy. Peace, guys. I'm out.